ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके य एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ के शान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्य शीर्षकपाले भूरित्यग्नौ प्रतितिष्ठति भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये महयिति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति आकाशशरीरम् ब्रह्म सत्यात्मा प्राणारामम् मन आनन्दम् शान्तिसमृद्धममृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व. सो यस्टर्डे ऐ सेड् दिस् सेक्षन् सिक्स्त् सेक्षन् षष्ठः अनुवाकः डिस्कसस् अन्तर्हृदय हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम् अण्ड् दिस् उपासनम् should be combined with the vyahrityatmaka hiranyagarbhopasanam. So two upasanas together combined practiced is called upasana dvaya samuchayam samuchayaha combination of or combining two meditations, only then it will be effective. So here what should one meditate upon? Okay, Hiranyagarbha's glories. But glories are not mentioned much here. We are going to see later on Hiranyagarbha's glories, later on only. But now, Hiranyagarbha is endowed with some attributes. And those attributes, one can enjoy only when a person, as a result of meditation, when a person successfully reaches Brahmaloka, there remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, as Hiranyagarbha, the person can enjoy all those attributes of Hiranyagarbha. And if a person comes to know of those attributes, he will be very keen to have those Hiranyagarbha status and to enjoy their Hiranyagarbha's attributes also. But before that, Shastram says, how one should invoke Hiranyagarbha? Not upon Vyakritis. When we invoke Hiranyagarbha in the form of devatas in Vyakritis, that then Hiranyagarbha becomes an object outside. Therefore, it is not Ahangraha Upasanam. But here Hiranyagarbha is not invoked upon Vyakritis in the form of other objects, other devatas. But Hiranyagarbha is invoked upon one's own antahkaranam, one's own mind, one's own self. In fact, one's own self means what? One's own, the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, obtaining in the form of thought, in the mind, antahkaranam, which is within the space of the heart. That we saw here. And who is Hiranyagarbha? He is Manomayaha, Amrutaha, Hiranmayaha. We saw the meaning of those four words. So Hiranyagarbha's nature is mentioned. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of all the minds, all the sukshma sharirani, and he is relatively eternal, and he is the one who is in the form of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in all the minds. Such Hiranyagarbha can be recognized in one's own mind also. not as one's own Swarupam, but as one's own self. When you recognize the reality as one's own Swarupam, then it is absolute Brahma. We are not making efforts to recognize Parambrahma as the Swarupam of the I thought, I cognition, but we are invoking Hiranyagarbha who is in the form of the I thought. Got the difference? It may be very clear. When we discover the reality as Swarupam of the Aham, that is Parambrahma Jnanam. When we invoke Hiranyagarbha in the form of the I cognition in the mind, that is only thought. Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Very subtle difference. Okay. And that Hiranyagarbha, if a person meditates, if a person practices these two meditations, as a result of which what will happen, that is said here in the following lines. It seems that the meditator at the time of death, he can withdraw him as a result of the strength he has got, as a result of practice of meditation, he can withdraw himself into the heart, and then from there, and above the heart, just above the heart, there is a nadi, which is not available for any dissection. Shastram talks about 108 nadis. We do not know any of the nadis. Shankara Bhagavatpada mentions 3 nadis. Shastram mentions only 1 nadi. The 2 nadis by the side of the heart, known as Ida and Pingala, and in the middle of the heart, just above the heart, there begins a nadi called Sushumna Nadi. Nothing is available for verification. Okay. That is Sushumna Nadi. And the Sushumna Nadi, which begins from the top part of the heart and which goes above in the middle of the heart, in the middle of the throat also, which goes above, which begins from the top of the heart, which goes in the middle of the body, it means in the middle of the neck, inside it is in the middle of the throat. But that's when it goes like that, that it also goes in between the uvula. Uvula is there. We're going to see. Antarena taluke. Now I'm seeing the meaning of antarena taluke. Talukam means palate. Talukam also means jaw. So taluke, antarena, in the middle of the talukam, means in the middle of the body. In the middle of the body, in the middle of this jaws, above the heart, it goes upwards. Talukayoho antarena. Antarena taluke. When it goes upwards, there is also in the throat, we can see uvula, a small flesh part hanging like an udder. Yaha yeshaha stanaha iva. Stanaha means udder. Like an udder of a cow. Stanaha iva. Iva like. Like this udder of a cow. Yaha yeshaha avalambate. That flesh part which hangs. Avalambate, which is hanging, which hangs. That is, in English, it is called uvula. It goes in between that uvula also. So goes in between the throat, then goes in between the uvula, goes upwards. How far can it go? It goes up to the skull of the human head. And it goes up to the human head means, it goes the center of the body, in the middle of the body. It goes up to the skull of the human head. And the which part where there is Brahma Randraha. Indra Yonihi. Indra Yonihi means Brahma Randram. There is an opening. This opening, actually, we can make out when in a newborn baby's heads, you can see. Now they call it Uchi. The newborn babies for a few months, almost or a near, that part will be there, very soft portion, very delicate. We had to be very careful with that. There's no bone. It's a very soft skin. You can see that. And then that part is called Brahma Randraha. Brahma Randram or Indra Yonihi. Why it is said, it seems the meditator at the time of the death, who is able to withdraw himself, you know, the entire thing to the mind, and from there he can squeeze himself into that Sushumna Nadi, and he can travel through the Sushumna Nadi, which goes upwards, which goes unto this Brahma Randraha, which is this skull, the human skull. It goes up to the human skull, and where exactly Brahma Randraha is there. It's called Brahma Randraha. Randraha means entrance. Yonihi means cause also. So why it's called Indra Yonihi? That is the opening through which one can travel through the path, with the path which will lead him to, take him to Brahma Lokaha. Indrasya Yonihi, Indra Yonihi. This path which takes one to Brahma Loka, Indra Loka, where the Lord is. The pathway which takes one to Brahma Loka begins from that opening. Therefore, it's called Brahma Randraha or Indra Yonihi. Now, it's very clear. There is Sushumna Nadi in between Ida and Pingala. And the Sushumna Nadi begins from the heart, up above the heart. It goes straight in the middle of the heart, in the middle of the body, in the middle of the throat, even in the middle of the ovula, which is hanging like an udder, goes upward straight and goes up to the skull where Brahma Randraha, Indra Yonihi is there. And there, where, what is Brahma Randraha? Goes up to that part, he says, Yatra asau keshaha keshantaha nivivartate yatra where atra yatra where asau keshantaha. So keshantaha means the end of the hair. End of the hair is what? Keshantaha. So kesha adihi you see. Kesha adihi we are seeing. That this is the kesha adi. Okay, where this is Kesha Adi, this is Kesha Anta. Where the hair ends, Kesha Anta means bare hair parts. Where hair parts. So Kesha Antaha, Vivartate, Kesha Antaha, in the end of the hair, actually where it parts, hairs part. It goes up to that place. Then what happens afterwards? Okay, and it reaches the skull part, head of the human being, where the Brahma Randraha is there, and where actually even hair parts, vivartate parts. Okay, then afterwards what does it do? Sirsha kapale vyapohya. Brahma Randraha is there, which it remains covered. And he, sirsha kapa, sirsham means head, Kapalaha means skull. So the skull of the head, breaking open the skull of the head. Sirshasya kapalaha. Kapalaha skull. Sirshasya kapalam. Sirshaha means what? Head. Sirsha kapalam. Kapale. Vyapohya. Sirsha kapale. Vyapohya. So break. Vyapohya means having broken or having opened it. So breaking open. Vyapohya sirsha kapale. So crown of the head means what? Skull only. Okay. Breaking open the skull of the head. Crown of the head. Then this person goes. This much information is given. So where does the Sushumna Nadi begin? How does it come in between the body? Exactly in the middle of the throat, even in the right in the middle of the uvula, which is hanging like an udder, and goes upwards to the skull, where exactly the head, in the skull part of the head, where exactly Brahma Randraha is there. Not to go this side, everywhere. Exactly in the middle, where Brahmarandra is there, and he goes up to the part where the hair parts, then there breaking open that skull of the head, crown of the head, this person travels. That is not mentioned in the Upanishad. He travels. And we have to supply. Travels through the path. And that path, suppose it's supposed to die in Uttarayana Punyakalam, Uttarayana period. And it must be also Sukla Pakshaha. It must be bright fortnight. So in bright fortnight, any good tithi, the person dies on a good tithi, and then he travels through that Shukla Gatihi. So Shukla Gatihi, Shukla Pakshaha, Uttarayana Punyakalaha. So the person dies and he is supposed to travel through that. So believing this, what our people do, they want to die in Uttarayana Punyakala. Never practice meditation. Never did any japa. Simply dying in Uttarayana Punyakalam will not help one go to Brahmaloka. Understand? Hey, people don't know japa, practice nothing. But great expectation to want to go to Swargaloka. No, whole life a person must have lived a life of meditation. Even then somewhere something went wrong. Punyam is not enough. Puja Samji, you say, exactly this fellow studied for exam, whole worked very hard to get into medicinal engineering at Dot 1 college in India. And he would have got 98%, 99%. He missed 1%. So he still missed the course. He can't get the admission. Like that, even a minor mistake also can prevent him from attaining Brahmaloka. Okay. So one has to die in Sukla Pakshaha, Uttarayana Punyakalaha. He travels to Shukla Gatihi, or it's called Surya Gatihi, Shukla Gatihi, solar path, bright path. Then he reaches Brahmalokaha. Now through the solar disk, he goes and he reaches Brahmalokaha, it is said. Then he becomes one with Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Okay. But because all these days, this person has been practicing meditation upon, also this invoking Hiranyagarbha upon Vyakritis, therefore, first how everything in him becomes identified with the total Hiranyagarbha. The whole sukshma of the meditator becomes identified with completely Hiranyagarbha. So first he says, Bhova iti vayau. So vayau pratitishtati. He becomes settled in Vayu Devata, no? Which was invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuvaha. Then, Suvaritya Ditye. Then he becomes also settled in Adityaha, in which he invoked Surya, Aditya Devata, Suvaha Iti, upon the Suvaha Vyakritihi. Then Maha iti Brahmani. Then finally he also becomes identified with Hiranyagarbha, who was invoked upon Vyakritihi Mahaha. Which means he completely, totally as the Sukshma. None of his aspects of Sukshma. All his pranas, all his sense organs, and the mind, all the aspects of individual, completely become identified, resolved in Hiranyagarbha as one with Hiranyagarbha. What is mentioned here as Bhuva iti Vayau, Suvar iti Aditye, Maha iti Brahmani. What does it mean? He remains established as Agni, Vayuhu and Hiranyagarbha, you know, which were invoked upon these three Vyakritis. Means he, all his subtle aspects remain identified, resolved in Hiranyagarbha as one with Hiranyagarbha. I'll explain it again later on. Don't worry now this much. Then, Swarajyam Apnoti. Apnot is Swarajyam. Apnoti Swarajyam. Which means this person, Swarajyam. See, Swarajyam means one's own kingdom. Swarajyam is one's own kingdom. Swarajyam means having the sovereignty, which means having the emperorship, which means becoming the lord. This person having become one with Hiranyagarbha inseparably, remaining as the Hiranyagarbha, as Ishvara, he attains the Swarajyam. He attains the status of being the lord of Brahmalokaha. Okay. Once he becomes Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, no more Jiva. He is no more Jivaha. Now what is he? He is still Ishvaraha. He is no more Jivaha. He is Ishvaraha now. Jivatam has gone. That does not mean he is a Jnani. Even though Jivatam has gone, he is one with Ishvara. He has Ishvara status. Now he got Ishvaratvam. Why got Ishvaratvam? Because physical body is not there. Assuming a physical body, when a person is born, he is a Jiva. Identify the body, then he becomes a Jiva. But this person has now, does not have identity with the physical body. Okay. But still he does not have Atma Jnanam. Atma Ajnani, but does not have identity with the physical body. Now without the physical body, without physical identity, remaining in subtle form, now he is, all his sense powers become total, joins the total sense powers. So joins the, how the physical body becomes disintegrated. Similarly, all the mind becomes one with the mind. All the powers become one with the powers. This is how he remains one with Hiranyagarbha. The total Sukshma Shariram. Then he has what? Not having identity, body identity, remaining in subtle form. Then he's suffering for a long time. Is also said to be Ishvara status. Now this person has Ishvaratvam. That's called Swarajyam. Then Manasaha Patim Apnoti. Now as Hiranyagarbha, as the Lord, he becomes the lord of all the minds. He enjoys the status of being the lord of all the minds. Vakpatihi. He enjoys the status of being the lord of the speech. Chakshushpatihi. He enjoys the status of being the lord of all sense organs. So he enjoys the status of being the lord of all the minds. He enjoys the status of being the lord of all sense organs. He enjoys the status of being the lord of all organs of actions. Vakpatihi. Lord of all totality of powers of organs of actions. Chakshushpatihi. Lord of the totality of sense powers, sense organs. Manasaspatihi, lord of the totality of minds. Shrotrapatihi, same meaning, lord of the hearing power of all the individuals. Vijnanapatihi, he becomes the lord of all knowledge. That is why all knowledge. Vijnanapatihi. Omniscient Lord. These are all Hiranyagarbha's attributes. So having the status of being the Lord of all minds, all sense organs, all organs of actions, and all the intellects is what? All the minds, all knowledge is Hiranyagarbha, is omniscient Lord. The Upasakaha also, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, becomes the Lord, omniscient Lord of all powers on all minds, all the minds. This is called what? Whatever you meditate upon, you attain that benefit. Yad bhavaha tad bhavati. Shankaracharya is going to say later on, whatever one meditates upon, whichever aspect of Bhagavan's Rupa one meditates upon, one attains that. Suppose if you always you invoke Bhagavan's specific attribute to take and meditate upon, meditate upon Hanumanji, always dwell upon Hanumanji, think of Hanumanji, think of Hanuman, 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 and Hanuman symbolizes Vairagyam. We will be blessed with Vairagyam. You will grow out of desire for simple, mean, petty pleasures, sensory pleasures. So whatever a Devata symbolizes, whatever we meditate upon, that particular character, quality, attribute, we will also have. That is the secret of the greatness of Upasana. So if Swamiji says, if you meditate upon Bhagavan as Harihi, all your papams will be resolved. Because Bhagavan Hari's attribute is what? Remover of papams. So that is why Om Namah Shivaya I suggested when uncle passed also. Because that is Om Namah Shivaya means one who is resolving, one quietly settling down. That's the best mantra for people who died also. So we invoke the grace of Bhagavan with a given aspect, with a given attribute, whatever we really want. That we will be blessed with that benefit. So this, because as he's been practicing meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, as the one in the form of all the lokas, all the devatas, all the Vedas, all the everything upon the Vyakritis, very auspicious utterances, and as the limbs and the one with the limbs, and now he also practiced upon Hiranyagarbha as one's own, who is in the form of one's own self, the knowledge of one's own existence in one's own mind, as a result of the practicing this both meditations, this person has a very special punyam that he is able to withdraw himself from the entire mind at the time of death, squeezing himself into the Sushumna Nadi, which goes upwards and breaking open the Brahma Randraha, traveling through Sukla Gatihi, he reaches Brahma Loka, becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Then his Jivatvam has gone, he has got Ishwaratvam, but still he is not Muktaha. But there are, he has Sukshma Shariram. He can have the status only as long as his punyam is. One reason is that suppose the person he practices meditation as a Sakama Upasakaha, then he wants to enjoy the Ishwara status, but still he wants to come back and be born here. A Sakama Upasakaha who wants to enjoy the status, who wants to come back again. Such a person can go to Brahmaloka, enjoy the status, he can still come back, and when the punyam gets exhausted, he can come back. Suppose the person who practices his meditation as a Nishkama Upasanam, wanting Jnanam and Moksha as the ultimate goal, such a person even there in the Brahmaloka, and because of all the efforts and tapasya he has done, helps him to be eligible to have the jnanam there, and he attains mokshaha, that is called krama muktihi. Okay, either anishkama upasakaha, person who practices meditation having jnanam and moksha as the goal, he can attain krama muktihi there in Brahmaloka, or as a sakama upasakaha, only wanted to see, want to have a holiday in heaven, that person will have a holiday and he'll come back to this world again when punyam gets exhausted. Okay, that is one thing. Now, so he enjoys all these attributes. So Hiranyagarbha is the lord of all the minds. This meditator also becomes lord of all the minds. Vakpatihi, Chakshushpatihi, Manasaspatihi, Shrotrapatihi, Vijnanapatihi, Yetat Tato Bhavati. He becomes that. Now, one more thing she says. Yetat Tato Bhavati. Then, not only that. Akasha Shariram Brahma. So, as Hiranyagarbha, before he was once, he had only one small subtle body which existed within one gross body, which is subject to all limitations. Now, being one with Hiranyagarbha, he is pervading all the physical bodies, therefore now, is what now? Akasha Shariram Brahma. His body is big, he is of the form of Brahman in the form of Akasha. He is as big as, he also becomes all pervasive like space. Then Satyatma. Satyatma. One more glory here. So his body is all pervasive like space. Satyatma. And what is the Swarupam of Hiranyagarbha? Satyam. Swarupam of the Jiva also is Satyam. Swarupam of Ishvara is also Satyam. Now, before as a Jiva, he had truth, reality, absolute reality as the Swarupam, as one's own nature. Now, as Ishvara also, only with a big form, with a small form, as Jiva, he had Swarupam, Satyam as his Swarupam, truth as his Swarupam, as his own nature. Now, as Ishvara also, of course, his Swarupam is the same Satyam. Satya Atma. Satyam Atma Yasya Saha Satyatma. Satya. Vedic usage is what? Satyatma. Satyatma means Satyam Atma Yasya. The one for whom the nature is the truth. He is called Satyatma. That Prana Prana Ramam. He becomes Hiranyagarbha, the one whose nature is the truth. Then, Pranaramam. Pranaramam. See, Pranaha, not only one prana, only one set of pranas he had before. Now, all the pranas become him Aramaha. Pranaha, Aramaha, Yasya. So, Pranaramaha. The one for whom all the pranas become Aramaha. Aramaha means the sporting ground, reveling center, reveling abode, sporting ground, a resting place, Aramaha, place of relaxation. Sarve pranaha Aramaha Yasya. So, Pranaramaha, the one who has pranas, all the pranas as his Aramaha. Place of relaxation or a sporting ground, reveling abode. Okay. Now, Pranaramam Mana Anandam. In fact, mind is what? Mind is the peace. Peaceful mind. It's not absolutely peaceful, relatively far highly peaceful mind. Only when the mind is resolved for good, absolute peace is possible. That is possible only in jnanam. But now he still has the manaha. The mind is there, but mind is not resolved totally, but mind is resolved, mind is there without the physical identity. Therefore, mind is what? Undisturbed, peaceful mind. What is said? His mind is the embodiment of Anandaha, Mana Anandam, Yasya Manaha Anandam. Ananda Swarupaha, which means the one whose mind has nothing but peace. Therefore, Mana Anandam is a peaceful mind. He becomes the, he is not the peaceful minded individual, but he becomes the very peaceful mind of all the beings. See, peaceful-minded means one who is endowed with the peaceful mind. But now, he is not the peaceful-minded. He is in the form of the peaceful mind. Mana Anandam. I think I make it very clear. Do I? If you don't understand, don't worry. It's not a big deal. Okay, mana anandam. Then, shanti samruddham. Shanti samruddham. He's not a peaceful minded person. He's not a happy minded person. He is in the form of happiness, enjoyable. Happiness enjoyable through all the minds. Shanti samruddham. He is not the peaceful minded, but he is more the peace of all the minds. He is not prosperous person. He is in the form of very prosperity enjoyable by all the people. Prosperity means what? Even peace also prosperity one. So he is not in the form of prosperous. He is not prosperous person. He is in the form of very prosperity. And he is in the form of relatively he is eternal Hiranyagarbha. Relatively eternal. It's a big difference. With the mind, you become minded, happy minded, peaceful minded, prosperous, person. But here, as a Hiranyagarbha, you are not the enjoyer there. You become the very enjoyment there. Which means you become the happy mind. You become the happy means again happy mind. You become the peaceful mind. You become the prosperous individual, prosperous being. You become eternal. As Hiranyagarbha. Enjoying, remaining as the whole. Ishvara status. Okay. So now, the teacher is telling the student, Hey Prachina Yogya. Upasva means may you meditate. Hey Prachina Yogya, this is the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, which has been combined with the previous Upasanam. May you practice meditation, this meditation, Upasva, so that you can enjoy these benefits. And he's addressing Prachina Yogya. The doubt comes, why does this teacher calling this one as Prachina Yogya? It must have been the name of the student who was listening to the teaching. So the teacher is addressing him as Prachina Yogya. It's an vocative case. So otherwise it's called Madhyama Padalopi Samasaha. It's a compound word which means Prachinayaha Vidyayaha Yogyaha. Prachinam Prachina Vidya Prachina Vidya. Ancient wisdom is called Prachina Vidya. Prachina Vidya means ancient wisdom. Prachina Vidya Prachina Vidya. Ancient wisdom. Prachina Vidyayaha Yogyaha. Yogya means one who is qualified, one who is eligible, one who deserves that ancient wisdom is called Prachina Yogyaha. Prachina Vidya Yogyaha, Prachina Yogyaha. It's called Madhyama Padalopi Samasaha. The middle word becomes dropped. So Prachina Vidya Yogyaha, Prachina Yogyaha. Hey Prachina Yogya, the one who deserves the ancient wisdom, and may you meditate. Upasva is an imperative verb. Okay. With this, we have seen the meaning of the original text. It's called Moola Grantha Patanam is over. Now you have to see the Bhashyam. Every word is clear. Etad tataha bhavati. Tataha thereafter etad bhavati. This happens. This happens means what? After great Brahmaloka, all these things happen. His body becomes big leg space, etc., etc., which we have seen already. Now, the Bhashyam begins from page number 182. Okay. Bhurbhuvasuvaha swarupa mahaha ityetasya vyahrityatmano brahmanonganyaya devataha ha ityuktam. I'm going to break the sentence now. Bhu bhuvaha suvaha swarupaha mahaha iti yetasya vyahruti atmanaha vyahruti atmanaha vyahrityatmanaha brahmanaha angani angani anyaha devataha iti uktam. What he says, anyaha devataha angani iti uktam. It was said before, iti uktam endu sollapattathu. It was said thus. Uktam said. It was said. What was said? Thus. Iti thus. It was said thus that devataha, devatas are angani, limbs. It was said that devatas are the limbs, the angani devataha. Okay. Devataha angani, fine. Angani of whom, limbs of whom? Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha, positive case. Therefore, Brahmanaha angani, anyaha devataha, other devatas. All other devatas means all the natural phenomena, all the devatas specifically invoked upon the vyahrutis, bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, etc. Angani, anyaha devataha. Other devatas are the limbs of Brahma. Which Brahma? Sagunam Brahma. How do you know? Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha Hiranyagarbha. All of the devatas are limbs of Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma, who is invoked upon the Vyahrutis. Vyahrityatmanaha. Vyahrityatma Hiranyagarbha. See, the Vyahrityatma is the adjective of the word Brahma. Vyahrityatma is the adjective of the word Hiranyagarbha. So Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha. Why Vyahrityatma Nakarantaha Pullingaha Vyahrityatman Shabdaha. Adjective of Brahman. Positive case is what? Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha Angani Anyaha Devataha. Vyahrityatmanaha Brahmanaha Angani Anya Devataha. Other devatas are limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Who is invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Mahaha. Hiranyagarbha is said to be Vyahrityatma because he is invoked upon, he is identified with the Vyahrutihi. So Vyahrityatmanaha Hiranyagarbhasya, Vyahrityatmanaha Saguna Brahmanaha Hiranyagarbhasya De Angani Anyaha Devataha. Okay, which Vyahruti? He says Mahaha Ityasya Ityetasya. Mahaha Yengindra Yinda Vyahrutile. So Mahaha Ityetasya Vyahrutyatmanaha. So Hiranyagar, other devatas are limbs of Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon, who is identified with Vyakhritihi Mahaha. Mahaha engindra in the Vyakhritile invoke seyyapadugindra Hiranyagarbhanudaya அங்கங்கள் மற்ற தேவதைகள். மகா இத்தஸ்ய இத்யேதஸ்ய மக என்று சொல்லப்படுகின்ற மகஹ இத்யேதஸ்ய வியாகிருத்யாத்மனஹா ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பஸ்ய சகுண பிரம்மணஹ அங்கானி அன்யாஹ தேவதாஹ. வாட் அங்க தேவானி தேவதாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் they who are in the form of vyakritis bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha, which means Hiranyagarbha is the angi devata who is invoked upon the mahaha. Other devatas invoked upon bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha, who are in the form of bhuhu bhuvaha suvaha, are angani, limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Which means all the devatas invoked upon Mahaha and the Bhuhubhuvaha Subhaha, all of them constitute the totality of Hiranyagarbha. So Bhuhubhuvaha Subhaha, those three are symbols of devatas. And devatas for whom Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha are the symbols, those devatas are limbs of Hiranyagarbha, who was specifically identified and invoked upon the Mahaha as an Angi Devata. Okay, now you know Angi Devata Angani. Which means Angani are non-different from Angi. This must be very clear now. Okay, we go to next line now. Yasya taha angabhutaha tasya etasya brahmanaha. யஸ்ய தாஹ அங்கபூதாஹ தஸ்ய ஏதஸ்ய ப்ரஹ்மணஹ சாக்ஷாத் உபலப்த்யர்த்தம் சாக்ஷாத் உபலப்த்யர்த்தம் உபாசனார்த்தம் ச உபலப்த்யர்த்தம் உபாசனார்த்தம் ச ஹ்ருதயாகாஷஹ ஸ்தானம் உச்யதே ஷாலக்ராமைவ விஷ்ணோஹோ. ஓகே, வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் சென்டென்ஸ். விஷ்ணோஹோ ஷாலக்ராம இவ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விஷ்ணோஹோ ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு ஷாலக்ராம இவ. ஷாலக்ராம, தி ஃபாசில் இஸ் செட் டு பி தி சிம்பல் ஆலம்பனம் ஃபார் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு. சாலக்ராமஹா, சாலக்ராமஹா விசர்கா இஸ் தேர், விசர்கா இஸ் டிராப் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சந்தி. சால ஷா இஸ் எ பாலட்டல் ஷா, மேக் எ நோட். சாலக்ராமஹா, சாலக்ராமஹா எ ஃபாசில் ஸ்டோன் இஸ் தி சிம்பல் ஆலம்பனம் வேர் of Lord Vishnu. Vishnoho chalagramaha eva alambanam. Yatha Vishnoho alambanam chalagramaha tatha. So eva means what? Tat. Yatha. Just as the fossil stone becomes a symbol for invoking the Lord Vishnu, symbol of Lord Vishnu. Similarly, okay, yatha, in the same way, tasya brahmanaha, tasya saguna brahmanaha, வியாகிருத்யாத்மனஹா சகுண பிரம்மணஹா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பஸ்ய ஃபார் ஹிம் ஆல்சோ ஸ்தானம் உச்சியதே. ஃபார் ஹிம் ஆல்சோ தஸ் அ பிளேஸ், த பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, த பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா இஸ் மென்ஷன், உச்சியதே இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட். வாட் இஸ் தட் பிளேஸ்? ஹிருதய ஆகாஷஹ, the space obtaining within the heart. The space obtaining within the heart is what? The mind. In the space within that mind which accommodates the knowledge of self existence is said to be the place said to be the place of Hiranyagarbha. The space within the heart, stands for the mind, and the mind, there is a space in the mind also. What does it mean? This mind which accommodates the knowledge of self-existence obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am. Okay, I am naan engindra என்ன வடிவிலே உதிக்கின்ற அறிவினை தன்னுள் கொண்ட மனம், ஹிருதயத்திற்குள் ஹிருதய ஆகாசிருக்கின்ற மனதினுள் இருக்கின்ற அந்த எண்ணத்தை கொண்ட இடம், ஹிருதய ஆகாஷ. தி ஸ்பேஸ் வித்இன் தி ஹார்ட் தர் இஸ் மைண்ட், அண்ட் வித்இன் தட் மைண்ட் தர் இஸ் அ ஸ்பேஸ், தட் ஸ்பேஸ் விச் அக்காமடேட்ஸ் தி நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஐ எம். That space is said to be the place of Hiranyagarbha. For what? Why is the place of Hiranyagarbha is mentioned? What is the purpose? Kimartham Hiranyagarbhasya sthanam hridayakashah iti uchyate. Kimartham uchyate? What is the purpose of mentioning the hridayakasha being the place of Hiranyagarbha? It is sakshat upalabhyartam, directly arriving at Hiranyagarbha. If you want to arrive at Hiranyagarbha directly, sakshat upalabdhihi means attainment. Okay, upalabhyartam, for attaining, for arriving, for reaching, for understanding Hiranyagarbha directly, upalabhyartham, for the purpose of arriving at Hiranyagarbha directly, sakshat upalabhyartham, upasanartham cha, and also for the purpose of meditating upon that Hiranyagarbha who is available directly there, this sthanam is mentioned. Okay, so hridayakashah sthanam uchyate. The space within the heart, having the mind, is mentioned as the place of Hiranyagarbha is mentioned for two purposes. First of all, you have to recognize, you can arrive at Hiranyagarbha directly. Hiranyagarbha's upalabdhi sthanam, place of availability, is hridayakashaha. So upalabdhi artham, upalabdhyartham, for the purpose of attaining Hiranyagarbha directly. Upasanartham, for the purpose of meditating upon him. For two purposes, akash, hridayakashaha, the place in terms of space within the heart, uchyate is mentioned, the place of Hiranyagarbha is mentioned. Just as Salagramaha is the symbol of Lord Vishnu, your own mind obtaining within the Hridayakasha is the symbol of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, that place is mentioned for these two purposes. First of all, understand Hiranyagarbha is in the form of mind. then see that then invoke Hiranyagarbha in that mind. Two purposes. How can you invoke Hiranyagarbha unless you know Hiranyagarbha is there in your own mind, in your own heart? Therefore, the place is mentioned. And in what form does Hiranyagarbha obtain? In the form of the aham vrittihi obtaining within the mind in the space of heart. So place also is mentioned. Once you recognize him there as aham, then invoke Hiranyagarbha samashtihi in that Hiranyagarbha. For two purposes, it is sthanam is mentioned. Okay. And it is that Hiranyagarbha whose limbs are those other devatas. Yasya Hiranyagarbhasya taha angabhutaha. Taha devataha angabhutaha. That Hiranyagarbha whose limbs are those devatas, that Hiranyagarbha's upalabdhi, for arriving at that Hiranyagarbha, this place is mentioned. So those devatas who are the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, that Hiranyagarbha's place in the physical heart is mentioned for the purpose of arriving at him directly and then to invoke Hiranyagarbha in that place, and which is like the Salagrama of Lord Vishnu. For Lord Vishnu, Salagrama is the symbol. You invoke Lord Vishnu upon Salagrama, whereas you invoke Hiranyagarbha upon your own mind. Therefore, your own mind being part of you, the individual, it is called what? Ahangraha Upasanam. The object of the symbol of the Lord is your own part, your own self, then it becomes what? Ahangraha Upasanam. Now you can ask all these questions, so you'll get an answer. 183. Tasmin hi tad brahma upasyamanam manomayatvadi dharma visishtam sakshad upalabhyate panaviva amalakam. Very nice. Tasmin hi indeed. Tasmin means kasmin. Tasmin hridayakashe. Tasmin means tasmin hridayakashe. Anda idatil. Endidatil. Adilna idil. Hridayakashe. Tasmin hridayakashe. Indeed. Tad brahma. Sakshad upalabhyate. That brahman. Which brahman? Samashti sukshna prapanchaha Hiranyagarbha. Sagunam brahma ishwaraha. The Lord who is in the form of the total subtle manifestation, who is Sagunam Brahma, Karyam Brahma, the Lord, that Brahman, that Lord, Upalabhyate, Sakshat Upalabhyate, Upalabhyate is available, is obtainable. In fact, Upalabhate obtains. Upalabhyate is attained. It means attainable, obtainable. Upalabhyate, Lord is available. Tad brahma upalabhyate. Active verb. Upalabhyate, passive voice verb. Tad brahma upalabhyate, that Hiranyagarbha is available, is attained, attainable. Oh, how? Chakshat, directly attainable, directly is available. Which Brahma? He says, Brahman, who is endowed with all these attributes, Visishtam Brahma. Ishvara, who is endowed with all these attributes. Dharma Visishtam Sagunam Brahma. So, Dharma Visishtam Tad Brahma. Tasmin Hridayakashe Sakshat Upalabhyate. That Brahman who is endowed with these attributes is available directly for understanding in that space within the heart. Okay, Kidrashaihi Gunaihi Visishtam, Dharmahi Visishtam is endowed with the attributes, means which attributes of what? He says, Manomayatvadi Dharma Visishtam. So, Manomayatvam. See, many attributes Hiranyagarbha has. What are they? We have to say no. Hiranyagarbhasya we have to say manasaspati manasaha patistvam vakpatistvam chakshushpatistvam vijnana patistvam. Okay. Akash Shariratvam, Satyatmatvam, Pranaramatvam, Samruddha Shanti, Shanti Samruddhatvam, Manomayatvam. So, Manomayatvadi Dharma Visishtams Brahma. Brahman was endowed with, first in the very beginning was said, Manomayaha Amrutaha Hiranmayaha. So Amrutatvam, Hiranmayatvam, Manomayatvam. These are all the, you can include all these also follow attributes also, but we can say just at least three. So the Hiranyagarbha, Tad Brahma Hiranyagarbha, Sakshat Upalabhyate, Kidrusham Brahma, Manomayatvam, Amrutatvam, Hiranmayatvam, Ityadi, Dharma Visishtam Brahma. Hiranyagarbha, who is endowed with all these attributes, that Brahma, who is Upasyamanam, who is being meditated upon, who is to be meditated upon, Upasyamanam Brahma. Upasyamanam Brahma means the Brahman who is to be meditated upon. So Brahman, who is endowed with these attributes, Hachas, Manomayatvam, etc., who is to be meditated upon, is available for direct understanding. Like what? Panau Iva Amalakam. Like the gooseberry in the hand. Just as gooseberry on the palm is easily understandable. Ullangai Nellikkani Madri. Okay, Panau Amalakam Iva. Panau Amalakam Iva. Panau Amalakam. Panaviva Amalakam. Panau Iva Ayavayava Sandhihi. Hope you will all remember. Panau Amalakam Iva. Panavamalakam Iva. Panau Iva Amalakam. Amalakam means gooseberry. Just as gooseberry cannot be hidden, clearly it can be seen on the palm, Panau. So also Hiranyagarbha is directly attainable, who is endowed with all these attributes as Manomayatvam and who is to be meditated upon. Okay. See, I want to tell you, yesterday I was teaching grammar class, Chanach Pratyaya. Upasate means meditates. Upasate meditates. Upasyate is meditated. Vandate, vandyate, bhasate, bhash, like that. Upasate meditates. Upasyate is meditated. And is being meditated, how will you say? Upasyamanam. Okay, I'll remind me in the language class. Don't just want to confuse language here. Okay, so simple sentence. So that Hiranyagarbha is available directly, is attainable directly in that place, Tasmin, in the Hridayakasha, like the gooseberry and the palm. Which Brahma? Upasivanam Brahma, Manomayatvadi, Dharma Visishtam Brahma. So two adjectives for Brahma. That Brahman is available. So what a complete sentence. Upasyamanam manomayatvadi dharma visishtam tad brahma tasmin hridayakashe sakshat panav amalakam iva upalabhyate. Upalabhyate is also passive verb. You know that upalabhate, upa is the prefix, upalabhate, upalabhyate. Literally, it means is attained, is obtained. But still, we use as adjective, available. Okay. I'm going to stop now.
How should we take Sakshat, Swamiji? Sakshat.
Sakshat directly. See, directly available means what? Not as something, you don't need something, anything in between. Nothing is hiding. If you know your mind, that mind is, within the space, heart, there is space, within the space, there is mind, within that mind, there is aham vrittihi. I cognition, that I cognition itself is what Hiranyagarbha. That is why one of the names of Lord Hiranyagarbha is aham. That is Brahma Bhutanam Prathamasambhava. Lord Brahma is said to be the first born. Why first born? Who is the first born? First of all, knowledge of self-existence is the first born jnanam. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Okay, any doubts here? We'll do tomorrow. Okay, we'll do tomorrow. This is enough. One half an hour, cold, then no. So that be enough for you. Okay. Now I'll give you a break for some time. Any doubts here in what I did today? No questions, no doubts. See, becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, see, in subtle form, without body identity, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha is said to be Sarvatma Bhavaha. Okay, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha is what? Sarvatma Bhavaha. Seeing oneself as the self of all the beings, seeing oneself as a self of all beings is also Sarvatma Bhavaha. The word Sarvatma Bhavaha means seeing one's own self as a self of all the beings is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. Having the clear vision of oneself being the self, only self of all the beings is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. That is possible only in the wake of the knowledge of one's own self. That is the jnana palam. Sarvatma bhavaha is the result of the jnana palam, jnanam. Whereas, before, that is called absolute sarvatma bhavaha. Absolute sarvatma bhavaha. But relatively also one can have sarvatma bhavaha. How? Remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, with one body identity, is also what? Sarvatma Bhavaha. As Ishvara also, one can have Sarvatma Bhavaha. As absolute reality of everything also, one can have Sarvatma Bhavaha. That here, one can attain relative Sarvatma Bhavaha, not absolute Sarvatma Bhavaha. But relatively, one can have Sarvatma Bhavaha. How? By becoming one with Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, going to Brahmaloka, remaining as one with Hiranyagarbha, attaining Sarvatma Bhavaha also, is Sarvatma Bhavaha, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattihi. Pratipattihi means attainment. Pratipattaye for the attainment. Fourth case of Pratipattihi. Therefore, Pratipatti, Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattihi means Hiranyagarbha Pratipattihi. Hiranyagarbhasthana Pratipattihi. Sarvatma Bhava Pratipattihi is equal to Hiranyagarbhasthana Pratipattihi. Attainment of Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha Loka is the attainment of the status, attainment of the Sarvatma Bhavaha. Therefore, for attaining the Sarvatma Bhavaha, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, one has to go to Brahmaloka. And for which we need a path. Therefore, the path to attain Sarvatma Bhava by remaining one with Hiranyagarbha has to be mentioned. The path has to be mentioned. Path should be mentioned. Which path? The path for the attainment of Sarvatma Bhavaha, Hiranyagarbha status. Iti Anuvakaha Arabhyate. The new section is begun. The Anuvakaha Arabhyate. The section is begun. I'm definitely stopping now.